From originating station VK4WIA, this is Q News with today's highlights from the Sunshine State.
Welcome to Q News from VK4WIA. I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. I think we've all heard the saying that a camel is a horse designed by a committee. One of the areas that has been contributing to the wealth of Australia's trading partners has been the increase in opportunity provided by very fast broadband. There has been a vision to provide this facility to Australia as a way of providing more diverse opportunities for research, business, health services, and us. This week we have heard Dr. Switkowski, head of the National Broadband Company, tell a parliamentary committee that he could not promise that a restructured installation could meet the speeds promised by our politicians. This even included the times for achieving these promised speeds. Admittedly, Dr. Switkowski hedged his bets by allowing for changes in technology. Light contained in fibre optics doesn't have the problem of spurious RF causing interference to other communication services. Years ago, the cable TV industry in the USA just about killed the bands above 10 metres. The same problem has been observed in recent high-speed broadband trials using copper cabling in the UK. It seems likely we are to get a camel. Now, the choices are one hump or two. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
Across Queensland from VK4WIA, you're tuned to Q News. On the Sunshine Coast, it's relayed on 146.825 and 146.850 at 9 a.m. I'm Gordon, VK4VP.
Hi everyone, it's Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox with news from the Redcliffe Radio Club. Many thanks to those who monitor the club's repeater, as both Ken, VK4FKN, and Scotty, VK4NUT, have heard a possible pirate station using the 2-metre repeater. This person is actually broadcasting music on the repeater frequencies. It is requested that all amateurs who either listen to or use the Redcliffe 2-metre repeater and hear this person, please provide the following details: the time and date, the type of interference, your location, and if possible, the signal strength of the uplink frequency. If you could then email John, VK4YJV, via the club's website, or notify the club secretary, also via the club's website. Previous pirate stations who have tried to use the repeater have suffered heavy penalties and loss of their equipment. Remember, protecting our bands from any intruder is a responsibility that each one of us share, so your assistance in this matter would be greatly appreciated. As mentioned last week, the clubhouse will be closing during the festive season, and the club will be open on Monday the 23rd and the 30th of December for a general get-together, but there will be no Wednesday group on Wednesday the 25th and the 1st of January 2014. The club will be back to normal activities as of Monday the 6th of January 2014. Last weekend there was a working bee at the club to put roof lining over the kitchen area. With only a little more work to do, including sanding, painting and reinstalling the lights, etc., this work will ensure there's no extra little additions to the tea and coffee. Many thanks to the Moreton Bay Regional Council for providing the funds, and to those club members who work Friday night, Saturday and Sunday to have the roofing at such an advanced stage. Oh, one reminder as well, and that's the car boot sale to be held on Sunday the 1st of February 2014, starting at 8:30 at the Clubhouse Car Park. The cost for each seller will be $3. And now before I go, I did stuff up Arnie's call sign last week in the news. Sorry about that, Arnie, and I did apologise directly to Arnie at the club last Monday night. Now, before we go, it's now time to wish everyone a very Merry Christmas and a very happy and prosperous New Year to you and to yours. I'm Ray, VK4 Charlie Fox, from the Redcliffe and Districts Amateur Radio Club Incorporated, 7-3 until 2014.
Q News. We've reported. You decide.